Jack Black movie would turn into a way of life for so many people, right? So how do you tie that into nonviolence? Nonviolence is not some fluffy concept that can't be attained. It is, in fact, a way of life as well. And we're happy to welcome to the studio Amy Renzulli. Am I pronouncing that right, Amy?
Yeah, perfect.
Amy Renzulli, owner of the School of Rock in Oak Park, and also Tara Dabney, Director of Development Communications for the Institute for Nonviolence Chicago. Let me start with you, Tara. What's the website there?
It's www.nonviolencechicago.com.
Before we talk,
I'm sorry.
Before we talk about the concert and the cool things School of Rock's doing for you guys, this is obviously a year-round, 365-day proposition. So how do people help you immediately?
So people can donate. One of the things that we need most is to be a sustainable organization. They can come volunteer with us, come out and meet us, see what we're doing, and understand how to live a nonviolent lifestyle. We provide nonviolence trainings all over the Chicagoland area. We would be happy to talk about it to anyone.
And Bill Daley, who wants to be the mayor of Chicago, on last hour talking about a plan for dealing with violence in the neighborhoods in Chicago. I didn't hear one. You know, I heard some general ideas, and frankly, that's what we've heard from a lot of politicians. Do you get frustrated that you don't hear more specific ideas, or is it tough to get to specifics with a problem this big?
You know, I think it is tough to get to specifics, but that's what we're doing every day. So we're out in the street responding to violent incidents that are happening, and really trying to teach people about nonviolence and build a community of nonviolence throughout Chicago. There is a citywide effort going on right now where 9 of the most violent neighborhoods are having nonviolence intervention, address the violence happening in those neighborhoods through street outreach, doing mediation.
Well, this is the people in the neighborhoods right. Want. They just want a normal life.
Right. I mean, people are normal people. We just have to reinvest in all of our communities.
Right.
We have to see.
Doesn't matter what color you are.
Together,
doesn't
right?
matter how much money you have.
No. Doing victim services.
What is interesting about this is it's a philosophy. Nonviolence, and it never really gets brought up in the public sphere. You don't hear it from people who are running for office or in office, and you rarely hear it from the press. But this is a movement and a philosophy about really living a nonviolent lifestyle. Explain.
Right. So it is one of the first principles that we talk about is nonviolence is for courageous people, right? So it is speaking out against violence in a way that is still nonviolent. So you're saying, this is not okay with me, but I will not respond violently. I will listen. We will all work together to build the beloved community. And we are all a part of that beloved community, not just those of us that live in a particular area. It's everyone. Only you can take yourself out of that beloved community. But we believe there's always a way back in. It's important to celebrate that. It's important to understand that we have to attack the forces of evil, right? So poverty and violence and the things that are going on without attacking people. So we have to still love and support people.
So do it without retaliation.
Right. Nonviolence starts with love. I mean, that's the big thing, is we are all trying to build this beloved community. It's important to celebrate that. Celebrate those little successes. We hear about the negative all the time. If you come out to Austin, if you come out to West Garfield Park or Back of the Yards, you can see some exciting celebrations of some great nonviolent activities going on.
The third annual Concert Across America to End Gun Violence is this Saturday at 6 p.m. Amy, you own School of Rock in Oak Park. This is a great way for kids who love music to get deeper into music. But how are you tied to the concert specifically?
Well, it started as pretty much a grassroots effort with a local nonprofit called the Veltway Collective, which supports music and arts. They raise money for scholarships and promote the music that's happening in our communities and the School of Rock. And when I think about this relationship between the concert and the Institute for Nonviolence, the thing that gets me most excited is the concept of building community.
Sure.
So at the concert, you will see all ages, people from Oak Park, River Forest, the Austin community, Elmwood Park, you know, just draw a circle around where we are and brings everybody together. The music is very diverse. We'll have hip-hop, R&B, rock and roll.
Spoken word,
yeah. So it really is... to me, it's kind of reflecting the community that I want to be a part of through music and through this event.
Yeah. Sarah.
One of the common themes of a lot of areas with violence is the lack of opportunity or alternatives for kids. And we always talk about sports. We don't talk as much about arts bringing an alternative to give kids something to
do. Absolutely right.
Because the more they're involved in arts and things like that, the less you might be likely to have idle time on the street. finding yourself in trouble?
So when we first opened, we are literally like three blocks from Austin Boulevard, and Oak Park is a very diverse community, and private music lessons are very expensive. And I didn't want to open a country club, a place that only rich people could go to. I wanted it to be for everyone, and I wanted anyone who wanted to be there, anyone who is a musician in their soul, needs to be able to be there.
So how do you make that work as a business?
We raise money for scholarships all the time. And now that we've just gotten so big, we still raise money for scholarships, but we also just absorb people as we can.
You know, Pete and I were just talking about this morning the story that's in the news about Kanye West moving back to Chicago, and the story that he showed up at the Harold Washington Library on Monday night for the open mic that Chance the Rapper does. And mm-hmm. the idea that these kids are influenced or inspired by one of the biggest musicians in the world, that it does show how music can bring a community together and inspire people to do something else. Is that also part of what we're doing here, the idea of introducing arts and music to kids to give them something to be inspired about, something that can lead to positive outcomes in their life?
Absolutely. Either one of you, jump in.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it is. I think one of the things that a lot of the young men tell us when they are coming to our programming is that they're interested in music. We even talked about trying to find a way to open a studio. We're hoping to move into a larger space to provide more opportunities. And Amy has been great about allowing us, several of our participants also go to the School of Rock. And some of them are singing. For instance, one of the women in our support group who's lost a son to violence, one of the songs will be about her son.
Wow.
And she comes every year to this event and is a big supporter.
Well, in any opportunity you get to take a kid from a troubled situation and get him off the street and get him into something that shows him a different path, you've changed a life. So you got to be proud of that.
We're hoping that people will donate, purchase tickets for members of our community to be able to attend who might not be able to afford to attend. So participants of the Institute for Nonviolence or people from the Austin, West Garfield, or our local coworkers can attend this event. That would be great if people are interested in doing that.
Well, I hear all the time, too, from people in the suburbs that go, I can't believe this is going on. I don't know what to do.
Right.
Well, here's something you could do. Buy a ticket and come this weekend.
You don't have to come. They can buy a ticket for somebody who can't afford it.
Sponsor somebody else in by paying for
their
tickets.
Yeah.
So it's great. School of Rock website for you guys? Would you like me to do it for you? Oakpark.schoolofrock.com?
Yeah, oakpark.schoolofrock.com.
Don't worry about it. You're not the marketer. You're the artistic director. Oakpark.schoolofrock.com. And Tara Dabney, we're going to need to talk more about what you guys do all the time. Director of Development Communications for the Institute of Nonviolent Chicago. Your website again
is www.nonviolentchicago.org.
And then I know you have a couple sponsors. ICOM, is that how you say that?
Yes.
And the McCormick Foundation.
Yes.
And your MC is Aisha Oliver.
Yes.
So thank you to them.
Kinslager and the Oak Park Brewing Company are donating the beer, and Carnivore is bringing the food truck.
Justin plays the pan flute in the nude. I don't know if you're interested in that. But,
it's just something I do on the side, so if interested.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, it's not like we're trying to,
You know, it's just
not fair to ask
you
on a spot like this.
Right, it's eclectic. Right.
There's videos online. I suggest you not look at them.
We'll post that and link it on our socials.
So. Not Justin.
Not Justin,
no.
I meant the event.
Can I do it right now?
There it is. Great to see you both. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thanks for having us.
And again, for the School of Rock folks, Oakpark.schoolofrock.com. They've already turned me down, so you know what? They're doing some good things over there.